Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got all that? Also, nice big short quote in there, Tyler Buterbaugh. He helped us out with the open today. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score on a Friday. Not just any Friday. This is a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And this is a Packers Week Friday. We turn it up a notch because, well, we can't do it outside. It's freezing. So we are bringing the energy to you. And for all of the Matt LaFleur, Ben Johnson, he said, remember that time you said this? Well, remember that time you said this? He doesn't even go here.
I don't even know him.
Exactly. All of that. The real actual head-to-head matchup in this game is incredibly compelling. The real key matchup. It's not secret. It's not subtle. It is absolutely a test. It is Micah Parsons knowing how to run all over a field against Caleb Williams, who knows how to run over a field to get out of a sack. So who's it going to be? Is it going to be Houdini, or is it going to be the dude who got traded to Green Bay whose former owner calls him Michael? I'm not sure, but if there was ever a test, this is the mano a mano that actually matters on Sunday.
I think it is, because the Bears have a recovering defense, right? The Green Bay Packers defense, it has gotten stronger and stronger as the season has gone on. And then you look at the fact that Caleb Williams has, to me anyway, become this sort of X factor in that I know some things to be true. When we talk about living in the known, I know the Bears can run the football. I know the Bears can create turnovers on defense. I know what Jordan Love's record is when he turns the football over as opposed to when he does not. 7-0, by the way, when he does not turn it over. 1-3-1 when he does turn it over. What I don't know is, what will Caleb Williams do? I think he'll be clutch because he's been clutch all season when it mattered most. But I also know that Micah Parsons is a problem, and apparently, he's chosen this specific week against a team that he's never faced the quarterback before to act like he's been embedded in the Packers-Bears rivalry his whole life.
It's pretty hilarious, and we'll hear that a little bit later on. But this man has been, like, he's red hot right now. He has had 6 sacks in his last 3 games, 4.5 in the last 2, if you want to break it down like that. 12.5 on the overall. I'm already thinking about the specific matchup, because he will line up on the Bears' left side, which is at least on first and second downs, from everything that I've studied and heard out of Green Bay and seen. He'll be there on first and second. Yeah, he will move around a little bit on third down, but beware. I love these tests that have been happening for the left side of the line. Ozzie Trapillo, who I assume, I don't have any reason to think it's not going to be Ozzie Trapillo again starting at left tackle over Theo Benedet. I mean, it wouldn't be a shocker if it was Benedet. Benedet could see the field. Cole Kmet's going to be blocking a lot. Colston Loveland's going to be blocking a lot. This man has to be accounted for. And the other big thing is, and I hate to keep pounding people over the head with this, but it is necessary, Caleb Williams still holding the ball a league high 3.08 seconds. That must get better. And there have been times where it has gotten better, like against, I think it was you, was it you, Marshall, that brought this up? The Pittsburgh game?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe yesterday, where he had improved vastly in that game. Going to need more of that from Caleb Williams, and probably will need to do more with the football in the first couple of quarters than he did last week in that excellent win over Philadelphia.
Here's the thing. The good side of this is, If you want to shut down your doubters, if you want to show improvement, if you want to show how for real this team is, if you really want to improve the passing game, this is the absolute best test to be able to do so on the road in Green Bay, one of those primetime afternoon games where everybody's watching, against an incredibly motivated Micah Parsons, who we know can close in a hurry. The other point that we want to make, too, is it's not just Caleb Williams holding the ball for too long. We've talked about the completion percentage this week. Parsons also has 53 pressures. You know, it's not just the sacks that he's converting on. It's how he is disruptive, seemingly, on any snap he wants to be. So, for the Bears who have rotated left tackles, you know, this is, you've done a lot with your offensive line when it comes to punching it up the gut. You had a suitable game against Jalen Carter, but you are going to have to dial it up a notch even more when you consider this Green Bay defense, who I still contend was top five in the league prior to Parsons getting there.
It's been interesting to see how he's kind of worked in there, and like how long was it going to take him to, and it's funny, I'm acting like it was going to be some hard and fast rule of like, how do we use Micah? Like, he's Micah Parsons. You put him out there and wind him up like a wind-up toy and let him go to work.
He'll show you.
Yeah, exactly. And so to see teams be able to beat the Packers, it's usually because they can't get enough offense any given week. That's how the Packers have gotten where they were. That's why I go back to that Dallas game. And if you watched it, you were like, what is happening? How is this even? Why are they scoring so many points on the Packers? And I had to like tip my hat to the, you know, Dak Prescott being a top five quarterback probably in the NFL.
That's it.
And that offense being so good when they have healthy bodies able to do stuff. But at the same time, as the season has gone on, much like Ben Johnson talked about his team being at its best in the month of December, I think we're also seeing a Packers team that has gotten to the best version of itself. And that's what makes it so fascinating, that within the span of a couple of weeks, these two teams are going to see each other twice at each other's places.
The Bears have won five in a row. The Packers have won three in a row. So you're absolutely right. I mean, they're both hitting the peaks of their season. And by the way, the Packers' three-game winning streak comes right after the sky was falling. I mean, they lost two in a row. Matt LaFleur couldn't call plays. And now, I don't know where Packers fans are now with all of that. I'm sure they haven't moved off of it too much. But obviously, they're in a good place. And I do want to point out, too, that while Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary are both guys who need a lot of attention, it ain't just a two-man team. We talked yesterday in one of my reports, I don't think it was with you guys, talked about the two safeties, Xavier McKinney and Evan Williams, who've been red hot and love to stop the run. I think of Jaquan Brisker when I think of those guys. They're very willing tacklers. Isaiah McDuffie, the linebacker, at 12 tackles against Detroit. And then I think the biggest deal going on right now for their defense is a guy that they are without. Defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt is hurt. He was kind of low-key one of their really, like, one of the guys that the defense started with on the interior, had four sacks. That's a big loss for the Green Bay Packers this week.
It is, but as we mentioned, and they have been very vague with their injury report to the point of almost humor with the 18-player list. Our segment on Raheem Harrison Grody, as we talk about the real matchup between the Packers and the Bears.
All this other stuff is fun, though, Layla. I mean, like, don't get me wrong. Like, the coaching
stuff.
It's
why we do this stuff.
It's why we do this stuff, but we're going hard on the actual game today.
Now, it is that type of day. Our segment brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. It's also a little different when the guy who runs all over the field after quarterbacks, as we just mentioned, seems to be It sounds like he could be talking about any team, but the problem is it sounds like he could be talking about any team, and it's Micah Parsons. Thanks to our friends from WFRV, Local 5 Sports in Green Bay, for this from Micah Parsons.
Rivalries are for the people. It's for the fans. For me, it's just going out there and just dominating. Like, I just don't like them just because, you know, I just see, like, the disrespect that comes with things, you know. And that's why I say I play for respect, like, when you know how to earn someone's respect, it's beat out of them. Like, there's no better feeling than coming in the game and their best players is coming on team like, yeah, like, okay. Like, that's, like, respect. You know what I mean? Like,
in what ways do they show disrespect?
They tell you, hell of a job. You got to go out there and take it. Like, respect is something that's earned, and these people want to come here and they want to meet us in our house, and, you know, we got to eventually go there. That's, you know, if someone comes on your lawn, what would you say? So, you know, it's that type of, it's a respect thing. Like, you know, especially losing a couple games at home in the way we lost them in a fashion. Like, you know, I think we have to come together as a defense to get our respect back. And it starts this Sunday.
Is the respect thing what Ben said about Matt LaFleur before the season, or is there something else that you felt?
I don't care what Ben said. I wasn't even a Cowboy. I mean, I wasn't even a Packer when Ben said that. It's just me, like, who I am and what I stand for and where I want this defense to stand for. You know, I told him today, like, there's not too many times in life you get to control your own destiny. And we can do that this week.
Man, let me tell you something. I went from being like, oh, okay, motivated by what he was saying, like, okay, hype man, to being confused about what he was saying, to being like, okay, this is going to be a problem for the Bears.
When he said these people.
Yeah,
when he said these people, I was like, interesting, Micah Parsons.
What people? Because he clarified on the follow-up question, like, it's the Bears. And I'm like, wait, what do you know about the Bears?
I think when he says these people.
Does it matter?
I heard probably not. I heard him speaking in generalities right there. He's talking about these people that come into our place and want to beat us. I think that that's what he's saying. Like, there's no, as you just said, he's never played the Bears. Like, there's no animosity with Micah Parsons towards the Bears.
It sounded like there was animosity.
But there's not. There can't be.
Because I think it's just animosity for the other team.
Exactly. I think he's speaking in general. And then at the very end, he probably said what he should have started with. Look, guys, we control our own destiny. You know what I mean? Like, he throws in one of those at the end.
I think I understand part of why he's saying what he's saying. I think if you look at the Packers schedule and you go back to the fact that they lost back-to-back home games to Carolina and the Eagles, back-to-back games at home, I think he's trying to put up the flag and plant it and say, this is our home. We ain't doing that no more. Because two of their three losses came at their place. And he's trying to establish, I think, I don't know if you want to call it a culture or a vibe, that's not happening this week. And that's what I, like I said, that's scary to me because he's the guy who's capable of being a game wrecker.
I mean, he wanted to make a statement when they had their first meeting against the Lions, and you saw how that happened. They wanted to make a statement on Thanksgiving. Jordan Love throws four touchdown passes. We saw what happened there. That's the part of this for me. The NFC North may not be as overall winning as we've seen in the past, but when it comes to the fact that Packers are 2-0 against the Lions, if you had told me that to begin this year, I wouldn't have believed it. And part of it is because of what he can do. That's why this is so crucial for this team. Like, Caleb Williams can call himself Houdini, but the biggest person you need to escape is Micah Parsons. And as we've seen, dominant pass rushers have had some success, as we know, against this Bears team. Going back to the game that Grody hates, 25-24 over the Raiders, that was the Max Crosby game. Caleb Williams only sacked once on the scorebook, but when you look at how disruptive he was to the Bears' passing plan in that game, you can see why it's such a big issue in this one. We're going to get back to this segment at 10:45 and get into a little bit more about the details in this specific matchup and in the fourth quarter. But we wanted to make some time to go behind enemy lines. Before then, we got to tell you who is helping out with our show today on Rahimi Harrison Grody. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Breaking news on the Score when we have it is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Our producer, Ray Diaz, manning the ones and twos and working for us. Grant Leader is helping us out today as well. One of our producers, Brandon Fryer, does the same. You can catch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis are our video team. And you can text us and call us, which you have been doing, at 312-644-6767. And you can even watch us internationally live on YouTube. YouTube is the address. 670 The Score is us. We'll be back with former Packers kicker Mason Crosby to talk about what's going on in Green Bay, maybe shed a little more light on the comments that from a very fired up Green Bay locker room yesterday. So we'll do that next on Rahimi Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rodgers, last time. Now some pressure. Throws it deep. Jordy Nelson. He's got it! Inside the 20, a bomb from Rodgers to Nelson. They've got to get up and spike it. 20 seconds, no timeouts. Lane Taylor just trying to come on the field, and Rodgers yanked him off. 12 seconds. They get everybody up. They get set, and they stop the clock. Unbelievable by Aaron Rodgers. From 32 yards, it'll be trying to win the game for Green Bay. Packers win it. Some game. A 60-yard bomb on third down and 11. Rodgers gets the team down to spike it. And Mason Crosby wins it for Green Bay, their fourth in a row.
That was in 2016. We go to our Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. And joining us on Rahimi Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, it is the Packers kicker from 2007 all the way to 2022, Mason Crosby. Mason, thanks for coming on today.
Hey, yeah, appreciate it. Sorry I couldn't be on video, just had some family stuff come up, but I can't believe y'all would actually play that clip on Chicago radio. That's a bit surprising.
We've been doing a lot of that stuff lately, and I got to admit, Mason, it's a little bit disturbing. I heard the famous Randall Cobb play in you know the play that I'm sure that you guys talk about Randall Cobb a lot differently in the Bears rivalry than we do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this week obviously we've been reliving some of those moments, you know, the good and the bad. I was fortunate enough to be on a few more of the good side for the winning side. But, you know, early on in my career, we lost to the Bears, I think, both games my rookie season. And then I think I might have only lost to them maybe once or twice more the rest of my time there.
Sounds
so,
about right. Yeah, yeah.
It was a bit of a battle, you know. It was, but it was always good. You know, that rivalry is special. It's one I appreciated more than the Vikings, more than the Lions. That Bears-Packers rivalry is a special one.
I do appreciate you saying that. I really do. And I think you're being serious about it. And you were around, obviously, for, as Layla said, 07 to 22, 16 years. And it got me thinking, my God, you've seen so much of the Bears organization. You've seen Cutler, Urlacher, Trubisky, Brandon Marshall. Lovie Smith was the coach when you came in. And then it was Mark Trestman. And then it was Matt Nagy. And you were even here for Eberflus. It's pretty amazing the breadth of Bearsness that you have been a part of through the years. Does it feel different right now to you than any of these other regimes that you saw with the Chicago Bears?
You know, whenever you bring in, yeah, it's kind of wild. You're naming all those names, and I think back, and it was like I got to play in Chicago enough that, like, I actually knew how to adjust for that game, for that grass there in Chicago.
Wow.
How,
yeah,
you know, thick and that, like, early on in my career, I'd always hit my foot and, like, catch my toe in it because I, you know, kind of had a steeper swing, whenever I went at the ball. And I think that's why Robbie Gould was so good there for so long. He kind of had more of a sweeping motion and was able to avoid that thick turf there in Chicago. So I was there for so long, I got to adjust and learn how to kick in Chicago because I played there so much. But, yeah, talking about this, you know, Ben Johnson, you know, him coming in last year, made a choice to, you know, go at Green Bay, go at Matt LaFleur for his time there at the Lions and the success they had against Green Bay. So this is one of those games that has been circled on everyone's schedule. Because now it's time to, you know, put up or shut up, right? It's like you said all those things when you took the job. Now you're going into Lambeau Field, and it's time to see if everything can come to fruition. But I always enjoy this rivalry, and I enjoy it more when both teams are playing well. I think it's better for the NFL. I think it's good for the rivalry in general, and it's going to make some real awesome drama here on Sunday.
Former Packers kicker Mason Crosby joining us here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. And Mason, it's funny you brought up your rookie season. I mean, that's the last time the Bears won two games in a row against the Packers. So, like, I get it. You're just not used to it, and we're trying to, like, turn the page on the past in such a way. But my question is this. When you say they have this game circled on the calendar, had it gotten to the point where the game wasn't circled on the calendar because there were bigger fish to fry and the Bears just weren't that good? I mean, does it feel like this is different because of that, or does it feel like this is different because the Bears are good?
Well, I don't want to bring it up, but, you know, our old quarterback there, Aaron Rodgers, kind of had the Bears number, and I know he said some things that maybe rubbed some Bears fans the wrong way, some ownership comments, but I think that it was always a big week, and like those 2 weeks in the season when you're playing the Bears. But yeah, the Bears have been down for a while, and I think everyone this year is like, all right, is this legit? Is this Bears team a legitimate contender? Are they a team to be reckoned with? Start 0-2 and now won 9 of the last 10 games. Like, they are legitimate, and they're playing gritty football. It's just different, right? It's like old Bears football, old Packers football, where you're winning tight games. You're finding a way to win late if you need to. So I think that is, from the Packers' perspective, where you got to really take this Bears team seriously now, because they're not just, they're not just like steamrolling people. They're not front runners. They are finding ways to win gritty and grindy. And whenever I was playing there in Green Bay, those were always the teams that I worried about when we were facing a team, because you just didn't know how that game was going to flow. It could get wide open, and you find a way to break it loose, or you have to play 60 minutes and come right down to the wire.
Mason, we talked a lot about the game that ended last season, mercifully, for the Bears, yes, stopping the 10-game win streak to do it at Lambeau Field, and how maybe for players, it was just closing a book, closing the book on that season. But I feel like for fans, it meant a lot to just at least win at Lambeau at some point. Matt Eberflus never did it. That was Thomas Brown who got that achievement there. But there is something to the fact that this team gets faced again, this time the Bears with a different head coach. And that part of it is I don't know how much it's on the minds of the Packers. The Bears say, you know, that was a different season, but I tend to think that it did at least become a shot in the arm for the Bears. You know, how is that interpreted going into this game, this season for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, recency bias is a real thing. I mean, you look at it, and it's like the last time they played in Lambeau Field, they were able to win by a field goal. The only reason the Bears didn't sweep the Packers last year was because the Packers blocked a field goal there in Chicago. So these games have a way of just evening out, regardless of records, regardless of, you know, how the teams are playing at the time. Like, they tend to have those moments where they go back and forth. I unfortunately posted a picture on Twitter before I came on of a 2014 game at Lambeau where the Bears didn't quite show up, especially in that first half, and we jumped on them pretty good. But I do think that those types of experiences can spur something forward. Like I said, Bears came out this season. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm sure everybody was like, 0-2, here we go again. Ben Johnson has 2 or 3 years to get this thing right. And then he turned it around. So I have nothing but expectations that this game on Sunday is going to be one of those. I've been telling fans in Green and Wisconsin, be prepared that at some point you're going to think this game is going and the momentum is going in Bears' favor. Don't get worried. These games have a way of working themselves out. And I do think it's really important for Green Bay to get this win in Lambeau. Break that from losing last year and be able to go into Chicago here in 2 weeks. It's crazy. We play again in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And have at least that home win under your belt.
He's talking about the 55-14 game for anybody who
you remembered that one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we had to bring it up because of the Lions' loss, because giving up 52 to the Lions was the most that they had given up since that very game. Okay.
It was also, unless I have this wrong, it was also back-to-back 50 burgers that the Bears were dealing with, and that was the first, I think, or maybe the second.
Yeah, no, it was the second. The Patriots. 51-23 was the other one.
Yeah, so that...
And there was a bye week in between.
Yeah, and you're real nice about it, Mason, but you realize that that just uprooted the entire... Everybody got fired after that.
That wasn't... I'm sorry, yes.
That's okay.
You know, not a good situation, but how... I do want to ask y'all the question, because I'm really interested, and as I, you know, have my show coming on here in Wisconsin from 12 to 2. Like, how are y'all feeling there in Bears Nation? Like, is there an optimism? Is there like a little bit of a cautiously optimistic
vibe? For this game? For this game?
High?
I'll tell you what.
For this season, how this team is?
Yeah, the Minnesota game, at least I'm obviously speaking for myself. The win last week, I said Minnesota. I meant the win at Philadelphia last week, Mason, changed everything for me because we've been pretty realistic about, or at least I have, about the way the Bears have been winning this year up until that point where there wasn't a lot of legit, it didn't feel like there was a ton of legitimacy to their wins, but the win against Pittsburgh at home, and I know Pittsburgh has their issues, even going on the road to beat Minnesota, where they've had their troubles, and it's a divisional game, leading up to what they did against Philadelphia, the Bears have my attention. Now, Mason, you're going to have to tune in later when we actually do our picks, okay. So I will let you know how optimistic I am at that point, but it feels a lot better right now going into this game than it did, say, a month ago. That's the way I look at it.
I just want to know one thing, Mason. What is going on with Micah Parsons? We just heard his comments. Help us understand what is going on with Micah Parsons right now after his recent comments about disrespect, the Bears rivalry with the Packers, which he has never participated in. What is going on right now?
I don't know. You know, he's obviously jumping fully in. I think there maybe had been some comments across the internet about how this, you know, Bears offensive lineman is just going to, you know, make him look mediocre and he's not going to have any, you know, be able to do anything against the Bears. But I that's why I love this rivalry, right? He's diving right in. He just got to Green Bay. He's never been a part of, you know, this cross-border rivalry going to Chicago. And so the fact that he's diving right in is what this is all about. I mean, I say this because I do appreciate the rivalry. I think there is this really heated battle that goes on, but there's also a respect factor that is always underlying. I felt like there was always like this moment of like, all right, like we love battling this thing out, But we're gonna face these guys over and over again, and I think there's a respect for the rivalry. But I do appreciate the fact that Micah just got there, and he's fired up about playing the Bears and what that means. Because I think sometimes, because of the Bears being down a little bit, the Packers having success, you know, consistently over the years, some of that up in Green Bay maybe hasn't been as fiery as it was once. And now with the Bears playing well, I think everybody's eyes are a little bit open. Like, we need to get this rivalry fired up and make sure that we take this thing seriously.
Well, how do you feel, Mason, about Matt LaFleur's comments regarding what Ben Johnson had to say in his opening press conference? That's gotten a lot of traction this week. What do you think about what LaFleur said?
Was it the, I'm not sure I even know who that is, like, type of thing? Is that what he said?
That yeah. And then also what he kind of has glossed over it in conversation with the media this week as well.
Yeah, you know, that's, I think that was probably Matt trying to be funny, which doesn't always land, but, you know, he was just trying to probably, you know, bring humor and just kind of, you know, de-escalate any kind of situation. Obviously, he knows who Ben Johnson is. He was offensive coordinator of the Lions for many years and, played against him a lot. So I think he was just trying to defuse the situation. And I think that's, from my time with him there, he does not want to have press clippings. He does not want to have things, you know, going into that locker room where he feels like he's put anything out there that's going to light a fire in some other team. So that's kind of the Green Bay way. Just push things, aside and just, you know, kind of keep plotting along. So that's probably his mindset going into this week.
That is Mason Crosby, the former Packers kicker, the all-time leading scorer, and the first time I have talked to Mason Crosby since 2007 when he was brought back to Georgetown High School to celebrate winning the Super Bowl. I was a photographer, videographer, camerawoman, and reporter for KXAN, so I was at your ceremony that day, the NBC station in Austin.
That is so awesome. Hell, what a small world. That's so great.
The entire school celebrated you that day, and it's a pretty big school.
That's so special. I mean, yes, it's a great place. I love being from Georgetown, Texas, and to think of the journey I've been on, and I got to be on for 16 years in Green Bay is just so amazing. And so I'm so grateful for where I grew up and the support that I still get from my hometown.
And Mason, you can hear from noon to 2 on 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee, the Mason Crosby Show. Mason, thanks again for joining us.
Awesome. Really appreciate it. And hope we have a good, good back and forth battle this weekend. But, you know, obviously I want those Packers to win.
Thanks, Mason.
Get out of here, Mason. Go on.
Get out of here.
Go on. Right, go
appreciate
on.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Mason.
Get out of here.
That's Mason Crosby.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score on a Friday during Packers Week. We get to say it again in 2 weeks. And in the meantime, we talked about in our first segment the battle that is actually going to be the most key in this game. Micah Parsons' closing speed versus Houdini Caleb Williams, who wins? And Marshall wanted to add a corollary to that, because I think you're right about this. It's when that battle is going to be the most critical and most likely.
I'm not even a semi-sonic fan, but I know that one song, Closing Time.
I know who I want to take me home. All right, that song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think both semi-sonic.
The Bears and the Packers. The Bears and Packers know each team who they want to take them home because they've been down this road. Caleb Williams with 5 fourth quarter comebacks. So when the game is tight, late, that's when Caleb Williams has been at his best. The numbers bear this out. When the Bears are trailing with under 4 minutes to go, he has a passer rating of 139.3. He has 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's been sacked exactly 1 time on those 19 pass attempts. Keep that in mind. This guy has shown you that he's been clutch. They're trying to call him the Iceman. We're going to find out this week, because guess what? Micah Parsons is at his best late in games. He's got 12.5 sacks this season. 8 of them have come in the fourth quarter when the game is in its nitty-gritty now or never mode.
That's a great stat, Marshall. That is terrific. But 8 sacks in the fourth quarter.
Listen.
Oh, man, that's good. That's good.
If you've watched enough of the Packers games this season, you've seen it. You can go back to that Detroit game, the first game of the season. We're like, oh, I thought Micah was going to have a bigger impact on this game. Late in the game, bam, there it is.
Well, what does Ben Johnson say about the importance of when your pass rush comes in, when you're sealing leads? And he talks about that very concept that would theoretically be in that fourth quarter. I'm not saying the Packers are going to be up by that, but that is when a head coach that we like wants to see his pass rush come through the most.
I just think,
prevent the comeback from happening.
Right. I just think if the Bears can't find a way to get the lead late, as far as have it going into the fourth quarter, then it's going to be best versus best in that sense. Micah Parsons coming after you. You know you've got the lead if you're the Packers, and he's got to seal the game. But Caleb's been the guy who's been able to unseal it, if you were, keep the Bears alive, however you want to put it. They've won 9 out of 10, largely because Caleb Williams has come up with big moments. Look at last week, the throw to Cole Kmet in the fourth quarter. And if you could do it late, you could escape Lambeau with a win. If you can't, you just got to tip your hat and be like, well, that's Micah Parsons doing dirty work.
Bear scored 2 touchdowns in that fourth quarter against Philly. You know, that part of it too for me.
Bears also beat the Green Bay Packers in the year 2025 already.
Almost so. Could have beaten them twice in that season, you know? Mason Crosby even brought it up. The fact that one came down to a mere field goal.
I just want to point out, this is very different from that. Packers, who's the quarterback who finished that game for the Green Bay Packers?
I forget the guy's name. Who was it?
I believe his name is Malik.
Was it Malik?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the last game.
Yes.
But the block field goal game, though.
No, that was a real game. That was a real thing.
That doesn't count. You are discrediting the Thomas Brown Bears.
Nope. I'm not discrediting Thomas Brown and what the Bears were able to do to snap the 10-game winning streak, losing streak. I am just saying this is a very different situation from that, from a Packers and a Bears standpoint.
Also, we're getting a couple of good points from the text line, and I read about this yesterday, too. Good call, 630. Good call, 708. Micah Parsons is playing the role of Houdini Caleb at Green Bay practice.
Did you see the video?
It's he's so damn fast.
Is he pivoting away?
He's doing all the things. He does the spin move. He does like the up and under. He's doing everything that you've seen Caleb do in real life. He's doing it as a simulation for the Green Bay Packers defense.
I love that Caleb has forced these teams to have a simulator in practice now for the last couple of weeks. I think that's great.
The simulator is the aggressor. I don't love the fact that it's Micah Parsons, because he's saying, I don't need to work on this. You guys need to work on this, because you know what I'm going to do when I'm on the other side of the
ball. Maybe he's out there. Maybe he twists an ankle. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe he does
that. Is that your wishful thinking? Is that where we're at?
Yeah, that's right. I just wish for an injury. Yeah, that's right.
I'll allow it. Tough, but fair.
I know. That's terrible.
It's Packers week.
Yeah, I always love it when people downplay. Oh, boy, that's terrible. Nobody wants injuries. Yeah, you do. You don't want Micah Parsons playing.
Well, I don't know if you recall, but you and I were both like, bring me Aaron Rodgers. He better be healthy enough to be on the field.
That's not the case at all, actually.
My first response to Aaron Rodgers not playing was weak. This guy is soft. He's a softy McSofterson.
I did ask Deshaun Wright about that, and he's like, no, I wanted to see Aaron Rodgers. He's like, if I intercepted a ball from Aaron Rodgers, I'm hanging it over my door and tapping it every day. Like, let's sign at Notre Dame. You're just like, boom, did that.
Those are two very different players at two very different points of their career.
Yeah. I will say the comp for Micah Parsons, at least in this year, Micah Parsons is to the Packers what Khalil Mack was to the Bears back in 2018.
God.
Now, Micah's probably going to have better numbers because I think, did Khalil end up with 12 sacks that year? I think he did. I think he ended up with 12. And right now, Parsons is at 12 and a half. Probably will end up with more. To the internet.
All I know is this theme about Caleb Williams and his much improved sack total this year compared to last year.
Yeah.
It's going to get a real test over the next 3 weeks.
12 and a half.
The next 3 games.
12 and a half. Okay. So as of right now, Khalil Mack and 2018 version, Micah Parsons 2025 at 12 and a half. So I can only say this for one more week that the impact is the same. Probably.
But, you know, that's typically what happens, though, is Khalil Mack's all out of double teams, and, you know, that got everybody else a little bit of more help, too, on that 2018 defense.
Yeah, and there was a lot of helpful players. There were all pros like Eddie Jackson on that team and pro bowlers like Kyle Fuller and Akeem Hicks and a lot of really...
Hicks had a great year that year.
Terrific player. Roquan Smith, my God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Roquan.
My God.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the 2018 defense is not coming through the door, but at least we can try to figure out the 2025 quarterback and what his chances are against this Green Bay defense. Coming up next here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, we're going to have all these questions and talk about it with Adam Hogue, the host of the CHGO Bears and Hogue and Johns podcast, his weekly appearance coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.